The Tolos are weighing in on the RJ Choppy July 4th outfit. Cover your kids' eyes in case you decide to tune in on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. The great Jay Ochoa, of course, is up celebrating America with us early. Middleton says that is an awful lot of skin.
Oh, yeah.
And then Daniel on my Instagram said, I can't hear RJ talking. I only hear bald eagles from his mic.
Oh, baby. I love hearing that.
Woo!
So there it is. Yesterday, 11 o'clock, the Dallas Stars press conference to introduce Glenn Gullitzen, GM Jim Nill, on the search.
The first step was to build a profile, to find the individual who met all the requirements, because this is a unique opportunity, a unique situation. This isn't a team that's was falling apart. It's not a team that's rebuilding. And so it's really important that we build the right profile to find the right individual that met those requirements that we were looking for. We interviewed numerous coaches at all levels. In the end, the process kept coming back to Glenn. It just kept coming back to him. Speaking with people he worked with, he worked for, all I ever heard about is he'll go through the wall for you. He's organized, he's professional, he cares about people, and he'll go through the wall for you.
Neil also added, I look at Glenn, and what ultimately brought me back to him was his leadership and his ability to have a team-first mentality. Now we hear from Glenn Gullitzen himself on Coming Back Home.
I'm just ecstatic to be back. I know some of the questions, certainly they're going to come from everybody here. How does it feel to be back? But I'm prepared for those. It's been 12 years. You know, geez, I could give you the Edmonton resume, 5 head coaches in 7 years in Edmonton. I got to work with some great names, some great coaches, John Tortorella, Ken Hitchcock, Dave Tippett, Jay Woodcroft, Chris Knobloch, great young coach. So I've got to work with lots of people, Mike Sullivan. So all those things have added up to kind of bring me back here, and I'm just ecstatic to be back. It's been a roller coaster. It's a little surreal. You know, a month ago I was on the other side cursing the team out when they beat us in game one, and now I'm sitting here. So, but for me, it still feels like home, so it's an easy adjustment.
Man, I think one of the things that stands out with what Nil said is he never wanted to fire him in the first place years ago. There was a new ownership that took over, and I think they wanted a splash. They went and got Lindy Ruff. And because, like, let's be fair, like, this wasn't, you know, when Jim took over, I think Jim also just wanted his guy. Because this was a Neuendijk hire. There's nothing wrong with Glenn Gullitzen, the coach. It's just the question of you move on from DeBoer to go to Gully, or is this any voice, kind of any port in the storm will do? Any voice is different than what we had before.
It still feels like listening to Jim Nill talk, it sounds so much like, again, they felt like personality-wise, like Pete DeBoer was no longer compatible here, and that he wasn't going to work with that. Because when he's talking about, like, we're looking at profiles, it's like, are you this sounds like psychological profiles. Like you're going up, yes, to Quantico trying to figure out, like, all right, we need to profile this coach. What should it be like? This sounded like it was personality more than anything else that they were looking for in a coach.
And it's like a lot of it is, it's clear they did not have a plan. They didn't fire Pete because they had somebody in mind. I think it's the same thing with the Knicks.
Yep.
It's evident the Knicks didn't have a plan. They're just like, all right, look, it's anybody but him.
And they're getting Mike Brown.
And now they're getting Mike Brown. And you know, the Stars are getting another guy kind of who's bounced around a little bit, kind of like Mike Brown, but been around forever. You know, and there's the whole trust in Jim Nill. Jim Nill has made this franchise, I put it in such a great spot. You know, but you know, the trust in Jim Nill, he has not, the one aspect of this that he has failed at is he has not been able to find a stable head coach. I mean, no coach in Jim's tenure has lasted more than like 3 years.
And
Maybe Lindy did like three and a half.
Gullitzen was asked about Nil firing him 12 years ago, and he said, quote, at the end of the day, Jim was right. This is a league where you've got to get some wounds on you, some scars. You've got to gain experience. And Gully was also asked what he loves about this roster.
this roster is tremendous. What I love about this roster, you don't get these chances. Usually, you know, you're starting from the bottom or rebuild. What's different is, you know, I was kind of at the end of an era when I first was here in 2011 and 12. And, you know, obviously the team was owned by the league then. So there was a bit of a transition period. The team now, you know, the team that Jim's built and Jenks and Whitey, this is a real team. Final Four, 3 years in a row, like, this is a real team. I love the depth hikes of this team, the depth, because if you're going to go all the way, you need depth. And you guys have witnessed it. I grew up that way a little bit in Edmonton the last 7 years. We didn't have it, and then we did, and it's propelled them to two Stanley Cup finals. That depth helps. It's here. It's here in Dallas. I love the D. I love the goaltending. You got studs on D, studs in net, and depth and strength up the middle. All the pieces are here.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
He does.
Damn it. Yeah. Damn it. Damn it.
I love the D.
Man, let's not start off like this.
Oh.
We'll never get him on the show. As I think KNC said, they used to have Gallatin on all the time. Corey said every other week when they were hosting nights.
Wow.
And he was the head coach.
I mean, that tells you where the Stars were at when he was here last time, is that he was accessible like that. So this is obviously a different point in his career and the Stars.
I thought a great question at the presser was, what needs to be different? Same Schottenheimer parallel. What needs to be different from even the double-digit win seasons that Mike McCarthy had and Gullitson went to from the D to the P? He says one change he wants to make is upping the physicality a little bit each game so they're better prepared for the playoffs. Says the forecheck is going to change too. Can you change it with the existing roster? Probably can't make guys tougher. That's the thing.
Right. Now, making them tougher versus making them or like kind of green lighting them to go hit. That's different. I think that a lot of people were like, man, DeBoer was like, he didn't want them to go and be, not saying that one of them to be physical in the playoffs, didn't want them to take hits, didn't want them to hit in the playoffs because they didn't want penalties.
Explain to the Bobbies of the world and me what it means when he says the forecheck is going to change. What does that mean, RJ?
I have no idea. I have
no idea. Pepe, what's the forecheck?
It's probably where you run someone into the glass.
Oh, never mind. Oh. Probably. It's probably. All right, there it is, trying to turn it over to our hockey insiders.
I will say the aspect that you just talked about with Schottenheimer, and that's very similar. It's already mirrored it in a couple different ways, it felt like, but specifically the hitting that you're, I think you're going to see him hit a lot of the points that were obvious. Like when Schottenheimer stepped up to the mic, he immediately was talking about all the buzzwords that clearly were important to the Joneses. He knew, all right, here's what I need to talk about. This is what I need to focus on. Feels similar. Like the thought was, we need to talk about culture. And he's talking about, you know, creating that bond. And he's talking about becoming more physical. And it does remind me of Dan Quinn talking about physicality when he sat down with us at training camp a couple years ago, where he said, I think you can usually get one more level out of a guy when it comes to toughness or physicality. He's like, usually you got to have it, but I think you can usually coach one more level up out of a guy, and that's probably your max.
The Dallas Mavericks are bringing in championship coaching experience. Frank Vogel, it is amazing how these just relationships continue to play out in sports and swap, because Jason Kidd was an assistant of Frank Vogel, winning his title with the Lakers, and now Jason Kidd has brought in Frank Vogel to replace Sean Sweeney on the bench as Sweeney heads on over to the San Antonio Spurs. So there it is, Frank Vogel coming on here to assist the Mavs.
Yeah, and he was he had a loose tie with them last year. Vogel was a consultant last year, but he wasn't like on the coaching staff.
I want to be a consultant.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
I want to be a radio consultant.
What do they do?
It just sounds like a money laundering gig.
I want to be a PR consultant.
I know my dad was a consultant at the end of his, like, near the end. I don't even think he worked.
Did it seem like he worked or no?
I mean, he would travel. He would travel, but, like, he was mostly working from home. Just
consultant. But would he be on the phone working, like, throughout the majority of the day?
If on the, yes, he would be on the phone. By on the phone, I mean watching Maury.
Well, this was something that Zimmer talked about when he got here, because Zimmer was a consultant at Colorado. And people were like, what was that experience like? He's like, I didn't do anything. Like, I mean, I wasn't doing anything. And so, but this was just one of these things. Let's keep him on in a certain capacity, have him in our back pocket. And now that they're able to use him in place of Sean Sweeney, I mean, Vogel, his whole calling card is defensively just being a really good coach.
Some personnel moves. Dante Exum will return to the Mavericks next season on a one-year deal. Spencer Dinwiddie heads on over to the Hornets.
Cool with Exum coming back. I'm fine with him kind of handling the point a little bit to start games off. If you want Russell to come off the bench and be sixth man and take most of the minutes like Jason Terry would have done in the past or something like that, that's fine. But Exum, I think, just to kind of get you into the flow of the offense is a good fit. He's shown in his time here ever since coming back from Australia that he's turned himself into a solid NBA role player.
Man, people love Dante Exum so much. Mm. Like, for the guy doesn't even play like 60 games a year
because he looks like us. He looks like he's also just like doing radio or something and just walks out there.
He's today's Boris Diaw. Plays 18-19 minutes a night, but people are like, yes, Dante Exum is back.
Efficiency,
hallelujah,
baby.
Yeah, he can run the point. DeAndre Ayton has given the Lakers their big man a two-year deal. You go and look at the stats and the numbers and you're like, oh my gosh, this guy's a locked in double double. This is a strong double double, but the numbers in this case are deceiving. It is a player option, and Shams reports between the Blazers and the Lakers, DeAndre Ayton will earn $34 million next season, already on his third team, turning 27 on July 23rd, averaging 14-10, 56% from the field.
I was surprised he was even averaging 14-10.
Me too.
I was even more surprised when I saw that dollar amount. Like, that is insane. Now, It's weird, right? Because it's like he's like you say, split it between two teams. It just doesn't seem, the NBA money is so stupid.
It feels like DeAndre Ayton just has loser traits. That's what it feels. Loser traits.
Yeah.
Once he left Phoenix, I know nothing about him. Nothing.
It almost feels like a Kevin Durant mindset without like the same talent. Like, in terms of just, he seems always unhappy. He seems like he's always feeling like I'm being disrespected, and it caused issues driving him out of Phoenix. And this is an interesting pickup for LA, just because I thought they were looking for, like, they were going to want a defensive heavy big man is what they were wanting. I thought they were wanting somebody who's going to be really strong there. And that's not typically been his calling card. It hasn't been to be like one of the better defensive centers.
Make you feel that much more worried about the Lakers now that they have a big?
I mean,
happens to LeBron?
He's going to stay.
Anytime,
I can break that news right now.
Anytime,
I'll be scams.
Scams. Sources?
Scams. Sharnia.
Scams.
Anytime Luka can have somebody who can roll to the rim that he can get the ball to and they can dunk, that's going to be easy points. So, yeah, sure. I mean, they'll pick up a few extra easy baskets every game. But, I mean, ultimately, I don't think this is any sort of a difference maker.
And Scams Sharia scammed the internet yesterday. My boy Brian sent me and fell for it that Mike Breen was retiring. It was a fake Shams account.
Oh God.
That also tricked Ramona Shelbourne and Mark Spears from ESPN. So it's usually NBA Centel.
Yeah.
This was Scams.
Scams.
Pretty brilliant name.
What's the Schefter one? Is it Alan Schefter?
Oh, I don't know.
There's a Schefter one.
I've blocked all of them.
You've blocked all of them? Yeah, there's a Schefter one too. And I hate that. You guys,
internet loves it.
The internet loves it, but you guys got no respect. You got no respect for the craft, the grind, that we do.
You have respect for the insider grind now all of a sudden?
No, it's about for us because okay. We see this and we get tricked.
Okay.
See that it's about us. I don't care about the insider.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, they're blowing out the entire ESPN booth, the Doris Burke and Richard Jefferson and Mike Breen. Bye bye.
Man, that would be...
I would not mind.
They need to do something with that booth. Not necessarily change Breen, but they got to do something with that booth. They got to bring back Mark and Jeff.
Only Texas could have a gender reveal like this, and Peyton Russell is asking, if you're washing your hands after the bathroom, why not before? The payload with a new restroom pressure next on 105.3 The Fan.